Well, I've been thinking, especially over the last week or so, about the Anthony Weiner, Representative Anthony Weiner, that scandal, and the thing that really, and I've tweeted about it, but the thing that really bothers me about it is that there's so much hypocrisy in the media, and on the GOP, and not surprisingly, on the Democrats' side. On the one hand, you've got Senator David Vitter, who was caught with his hand in the cookie jar. I mean, he broke the law. He was soliciting and sleeping with prostitutes, and he continues to hold $2,000 a plate campaign dinners to raise money for 2012. And you've got other guys who are, the toe-tapping senator there. I can't remember his name, but the guy that got arrested for soliciting for sex in a bathroom, he was a GOP senator, said he was going to resign, didn't, served out the rest of his term. No one blinked, not even the Democrats said anything. And yet, Anthony Weiner, who sends, some lewd texts to people, I mean, he seems like a Boy Scout in comparison. I'm unhappy about all of that, and disappointed, of course, in Representative Weiner, because I'm very progressive, and I thought he was one of the few progressive voices left in Congress after the loss of Alan Grayson, who I thought was extremely progressive as well. And of course, the late great Senator Ted Kennedy from my state of Massachusetts, who's sorely missed. His replacement of Scott Brown is not a replacement at all. But the thing I think people need to keep in mind with Weiner is the presentation. I mean, I see a lot of people that usually are on the same page disagreeing about Weiner. And a lot of it, I think, is because of the way the media has framed the discussion. And they didn't seem to frame it this way with Representative Chris Lee, who people are, endlessly comparing to Weiner, saying, "Well, he resigned right away. Why doesn't Weiner?" Well, there's a difference. Representative Chris Lee was actually trying to solicit extramarital affairs with other women online, and the reason he resigned so quickly was because much more was about to be revealed. And the fact that the media didn't reveal any of that, and they have it, is, shocking when you listen to Andrew Breitbart, that sleazebag that's in Matt Drudge's pocket there, saying he had more, but he wasn't releasing it out of courtesy, and then the next day he releases more. It just seems like a right-wing hit job, and unfortunately, Weiner made it easy for them by supplying them with the ammo. But nonetheless, a right-wing hit job. And Weiner was wrong. Don't, doubt that for a second that I think he wasn't wrong. He was definitely wrong. But did he break any laws? No. Did he have any extramarital affairs or contact or physical relationships with anyone he's contacted? No. But the thing I really liked that I thought was a nice touch was when the media threw in the contact with a 17-year-old. I mean, the guy's a Twitter addict sort of thing. I mean, a lot of people love Twitter. So he's been in contact probably with hundreds of people. So the fact that the media honed in on the fact that he had a conversation at some point in the last 5 years with someone that was 17 doesn't mean it was illicit or it was bad. And as a matter of fact, the police interviewed the teenager, who said, "No, there was nothing wrong. He didn't say anything bad. There wasn't any lewd pictures. It was just a regular conversation, and it didn't even occur that much. I think it happened once." But that's the media. They won't let the story of him die. They're going to hound him until he resigns, and I think that's sad. I don't think he should resign. I think he should hang in there and remain a progressive voice for the Congress, and for God's sakes, stay off of questionable things on Twitter. That's all. The GOP are playing the same old games they always play: attack and do what I say, not what I do. And they're such hypocrites. Because there's like a huge number of scandals, sex scandals, and normally, I mean, it's involved men and boys, men and women. I mean, Chris Lee was rumored to be also seeking out transgendered people, at which, in private life, I don't care, but if he wanted to hide it, he shouldn't have done it.